Hi guys, my name is Chinedu and welcome to my podcast. Quarter life crisis, mistakes before 25. These are life experiences, mistakes and lessons that I've learned in the past. And they are also testimonies. And I'm sharing them with you because I know that people are going through some of the things that I went through. And I am an ardent lover of Christ, so there's no me without Christ. There's no story here without Christ. So if you listen to the last episode of the podcast, I talked about freedom from drug addiction. And it was pretty interesting. So this is still talking about addiction. But you see, one of the problems I had was, when I quit doing drugs, I had said to myself that, you know what, you're not doing anything anymore. At least you should do something. You cannot be all good. You should do something. At least smoke cigarettes. And that was it, guys. I started smoking cigarettes. I smoked a lot of cigarettes. Trust me, I remember one time I had smoked about 800 sticks of cigarettes in about 2 months. If I should calculate the number of cigarettes I've smoked, I did the math. I think I would have smoked 5 years of my life. I'm being very, very honest. I did the math. So, it was really bad. I wanted to stop. But it was so difficult. I would buy a pack of cigarettes, or buy two packs, three packs. I could smoke one pack in a day, or two packs in a day, or three packs in a day. And it wouldn't mean anything. Not like I had a very... And maybe my immune systems were really good, but this was something that was a problem for me. And you know, at a certain point in time, when I had given my life to Christ and I said I was going to walk with God, I used to pray, but I always felt that God did not hear me because I will wake up in the morning and I'm smoking cigarettes before I even start my devotion. And I would be speaking in tongues and smoking cigarettes. And I'll be praying and smoking cigarettes because I'm... Then the devil now begins to tell me a lie that this is not a sin. And maybe you're not, it's a sin or not. Well, that's not the important thing. The important thing is my body is a temple of the Lord. So I remember one time I asked my friend, a very good friend of mine, I asked him, I said, I'll wake up in the morning, he'll wake up, he'll do his morning devotion. I'll go and smoke a stick of cigarette before I start my morning devotion. Then I asked him, I said, will God still hear me? Ladies and gentlemen, God is a very loving Father. He's always looking for a way to speak to us. He's always speaking to us. And we are not far away from him. We are not separate from him. And this is how smoking cigarettes, how bad it was. I would smoke cigarettes. I would smoke a pack. And I would throw the stubs away. And I had somewhere I used to put the stubs. And when I finished smoking that pack of cigarettes, because I wanted to smoke cigarettes so badly, I would pick up the stubs and smoke it again. Some of you are going through this. It's unlike smoking marijuana. And I know that some of you are going through this right now and you don't see the implication. I will buy a pack of cigarettes, but let me tell you something. And the pack of cigarettes is written, smokers are liable to die young. But do you know that when you are in it, you never ever read that instruction? And I know it's easy for people to judge and say that, oh, you're supposed to be in control of yourself. The choice is entirely yours and all of that. Yes, I agree. But there's something called a broken will. And when it's difficult for you to make a choice by yourself, it doesn't mean you're a child. The logical mind may think that, well, a child though. But that's not even the case. There are spiritual things and there are physical things. So, anyways, that was my story. I was smoking cigarettes regularly in the office. I would smoke. I was just doing all of that. Anyways, how did I stop? I stopped for like 2 weeks. But I don't think I had a pure revelation. I don't think I really had a revelation at the time. I wasn't sure of the reason why I wanted to stop. And the lie you tell yourself is that I can stop anytime I want to. Meanwhile, you keep going. You buy a pack of cigarettes and you think that you can stop, but you just can't. You don't even know when you are buying. So, I'd been praying to God, but I began to feel that I was getting close to stopping cigarettes because I'd been praying to God and I had been telling him, I'm like, God, you know what? I can't actually do this on my own. So I began to commit everything, every weakness that I struggle with, I begin to commit it to God. And I say, God, I can't actually do this on my own. I've tried. I don't know how, I just keep going back. You see, the Holy Spirit embeds in you the spirit of self-control. And self-control, it doesn't just apply to just addictions, but it applies to every other area of your life. When you're able to, when the fruits of self-control, or the spirit of self-control comes upon you, it begins to manifest in every other aspect of your life. You begin to have self-control in every other aspect of your life. So, how did I stop? Interestingly, I started having a conversation with somebody, and this person just, I was very honest about it, and I said, you know what, I smoke cigarettes. I'm supposed to be a Christian, but I smoke cigarettes. And this person prayed for me and said that, that was going to be my last day. But you know what? I was like, yes, I believe that that's going to be my last day. But you know, the next day, I actually bought a new pack of cigarettes because the previous day, I'd smoked my last stick. So the next day, I bought a new pack of cigarettes. I messaged this person. I was like, you know what? The person messaged me and I said, you know what? I have a confession to make. I smoked a pack of cigarettes today. I smoked a stick of cigarette today. And the person said, that's good. Thank you for telling me. And this person began to pray for me and began to declare over my life. And the person began to declare and say that I have the mind of Christ. So I started speaking in tongues and asked me to start praying and speaking in tongues. So, you know, I was praying and speaking in tongues. But, you know, I began to cringe because I was wondering. It just felt so weird praying with somebody over the phone. Like, I mean, but guys, you don't necessarily need a man of God. Although you do, but there are people around you that the Lord has given graces to join with you in faith. Your friends are very important. The people around you who are standing with you in faith, praying for you. And then it kept on going. So I began to pray and I began to confess I had the mind of Christ. You know, because the Holy Spirit just told me that that is a lie from the devil. Because I was cringing. I didn't want to give in to the fact that I was actually praying with somebody over the phone. And said, that is a lie from the pit of hell. So I took it seriously. And I continued praying. And you know what? The person just said that there's a burden in spirit that whatever triggers, I didn't even know what triggers me, but whatever, I should pick up the lighters that I have in the house and just pick up everything and go and throw it away. And as I'm walking down to throw it away, I should just begin to declare, I have the mind of Christ. I've been bought with a price and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what I was doing. I began speaking in tongues. I began praying and I just began to say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I've been bought with a price and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And I threw this packet of cigarette and I went back in and I was all saying that all the way, all the way, all the way. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't smoked cigarette ever since. I'm not saying the thought hasn't come. But you know, because I have declared with my mouth that I have the mind of Christ, when the thought comes, in my mind already I hear I have the mind of Christ. So I'm reminded not even to go there. And that was my deliverance from smoking cigarettes. As for 10 years, virtually 10 years, and this was the situation. So I want to urge you today, because I know that some people are going through the same struggle. Some people, you feel like you have a broken wheel. I want to join you in faith today. And I tell you, Jesus Christ can save you. Well, just come to Him, accept Him as your loving and personal Savior. So if you've not given your life to Christ today, I want to give you an opportunity to do that. You can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for me, and I believe that you were resurrected, and I believe that you are seated in heavenly places. I accept your Lordship over my life. Thank you, Father, for I know that I am born again. And that's it. And I tell you, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, you are now born again and you are a new creation in Christ. There's a journey to it, but that's just the first step. That's all it takes. No ritual, no nothing, just that. And I'll leave you with this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for those who are listening right now. I know that you are the one who has guided them to come to listen to you. And I know that listening to these experiences and listening to the transformative power of Christ would bring healing and transformation to them. Father Lord, I ask that you stretch forth your arms and heal every broken mind and every broken will, and give them the grace that they have received from you, the Spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead, able to quicken their mortal bodies. That Spirit will work in them to kill every infirmity and everything that is not of you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. So guys, thank you once again for listening to my podcast. It's been an amazing journey. I'm going to be sharing more things, because I know that there's so much more. My life is a life of experiences. And I'm just sharing my experiences with you. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, but they overcame me by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimonies. So whenever we share testimonies of our experiences and the glory of God is revealed, it becomes permanent. So that's why I'm doing all of this. So that those who are experiencing the same thing, I want you to know that, have a hope and faith that there is light at the end of the tunnel for you. So thank you so much, guys. I was looking at 14 minutes and it's already 14 minutes. Kindly look on to the next podcast. I mention it again, lover of Christ and your best friend. Have a wonderful week.